Gates' first pre-IPO is SpaceX, and subscriptions close in 2 days. Gates announced on April 17th that subscriptions are now open for its first pre-IPO product, with SpaceX as the underlying equity and SPCX as the listing ticker. The exchange flagged that the window closes in 2 days, making this one of the fastest-moving tokenized equity offerings yet from a top 10 crypto venue. As of April 18, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $77,271, and the broader market is in greed territory. Fear and Greed Index 62, the kind of environment where exchanges typically accelerate product launches. The announcement came via the exchange's official X account. No separate press release or white paper has surfaced yet, and the subscription page on Gate is the primary place where mechanics, minimums, and eligibility sit. That is worth flagging up front. Everything beyond pre-IPO, SpaceX, SPCX, 2 days, is subject to what Gate publishes on its own portal. What a pre-IPO product on a crypto exchange actually is pre-IPO offerings on traditional private markets give accredited investors exposure to late-stage private companies before they list publicly. Access has historically been gated by income and asset thresholds. Platforms like Forge and Equity Zen, and minimum tickets that run into six figures. A pre-IPO product on a crypto exchange is an attempt to compress that stack. The typical structure based on similar products from other venues involves a tokenized claim backed by an off-chain holding vehicle that buys actual shares or forward contracts. Users subscribe with stablecoins or spot balances during a fixed window, receive tokens that track the underlying, and may be able to trade those tokens on a secondary market or hold until a liquidity event. Gate has not publicly confirmed the exact wrapper for SPCX yet. The tweet does not specify whether SPCX is a forward, a direct share claim, or a structured note, so anyone subscribing should read the disclosure on the Gate portal before committing funds. The reason this matters is that retail access to SpaceX has been a closed door for most of the past decade. Tender offers happen periodically but are restricted to employees and specific investor classes. If SPCX delivers something approaching genuine exposure at a retail ticket size, it opens a door that was only slightly ajar. Why SpaceX is the first ticker? SpaceX is the single most searched, most requested, and most trafficked private company in the United States right now. A 2025 secondary tender valued the company at roughly $350 billion, and unofficial quotes in the private market have floated higher since. Starlink is mid-expansion, the launch cadence is consistent, and a public listing has been speculated about for years without materializing. Picking SpaceX as launch ticker is a marketing call more than an equity call. It guarantees attention, it creates demand from users who cannot access SpaceX any other way, and it sets a precedent for what Gate will offer next. If the subscription is well received, other pre-IPO tickers can follow on the same rails without needing a fresh product narrative each time. There is no sign yet of what Gate plans to list next, but the plural phrasing in the original announcement, pre-IPOs, implies this is a program, not a one-off. The tokenized equity wave keeps picking up speed. SPCX lands inside a broader shift, where crypto exchanges are moving past spot and perpetuals and into tokenized versions of traditional assets. Kraken and Bybit rolled out X stocks earlier in 2025. Robinhood began offering tokenized U.S. stocks in the EU through its own chain. Flow Capital and DigiFT are tokenizing a $150 million private credit fund, and Ripple and Kyobo Life are putting Korean government bonds on-chain. Pre-IPO equity is the logical next step. It is the highest friction, highest demand retail product in traditional finance, and it sits in a market segment where crypto rails offer a clear advantage in settlement speed and ticket size. The risk is that on-chain pre-IPO tokens can get very wide bid-ask spreads during quiet periods and can move violently around funding rounds or IPO rumors, which is different behavior from tokenized spot equities. For Gate specifically, SPCX fits a product trajectory that already includes tokenized stocks, commodities, and forex pairs introduced across 2025. The exchange is positioning itself as a single venue for everything tradable, and a pre-IPO product slots directly into that thesis. What to actually watch in the next 48 hours? Three things will determine whether SPCX is a genuine product launch or a promotional blip. Subscription size. If Gate discloses total commitments, the number will tell you whether retail demand for tokenized pre-IPO equity has arrived or still needs to be built. Secondary trading. Whether SPCX gets a live order book after subscription closes and how tight the spread trades will say more than the launch itself. Follow-on tickers. A second pre-IPO listing within the next 30 days would confirm this is a program. Silence would suggest it was a one-time marketing exercise. Beyond that, the real test is not the launch window, but what happens if SpaceX's private valuation moves sharply in either direction before any formal liquidity event. Tokenized pre-IPO products are a bet on the operator's ability to source shares, manage the wrapper, and deliver settlement under pressure, not just a bet on the underlying equity.